This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Ali Mullah, the main suspect in the attempt to murder case involving Bholanath Ghosh, one of the key witnesses in Sheikh Shah Jahan case, was arrested by the police last night. He will be produced in Bashirhat court today. Bholanath Ghosh, one of the key witnesses in a CBI-registered case in which former TMC leader Sheikh Shah Jahan of Sandesh Kali is the prime accused, was severely injured and his younger son and the driver of his car were killed when a truck collided with his car in the North 24 Parganas district on 10th of December. They were on their way to testify in a case at the Bashirhat court related to Sheikh Shah Jahan. Bholanath's family then alleged that the crash was deliberate and it was a clear case of attempt to murder. President Draupadi Murmu has granted assent to the Sustainable Harnessing and Advancement of Nuclear Energy for Transforming India Shanti Bill passed by Parliament during the winter session. The bill subsumes all laws dealing with the civil nuclear sector and also opens it up for participation by private players. The Shanti Bill repealed the Atomic Energy Act of 1962 and the Civil Liability for Nuclear Damage Act 2010, which had proved to be an impediment in the growth of the civil nuclear sector in India. The law enables private companies and joint ventures to build, own, operate and decommission nuclear power plants under a license from the government. President Draupadi Murmu has also given assent to the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Viksit Bharat Ji Ramji Bill 2025. The Parliament had passed the legislation during the recently concluded winter session. The Act seeks to establish a rural development framework aligned with the national vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047. A statutory guarantee of 125 days of wage employment will be provided in every financial year to every rural household whose adult members volunteer to undertake unskilled manual work. The government has said that there is no imminent threat to the Aravalli's ecology. Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change said that the ongoing afforestation, eco-sensitive zone notifications and strict monitoring of mining and urban activities ensure that the Aravalli's continue to serve as a natural heritage and ecological shield for the nation. Union Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav has said that the Supreme Court's 100-meter ruling is being misinterpreted. Addressing a press conference, he urged the citizens to stop spreading misinformation regarding Aravalli.
Delhi ke Aravalli hills mein mines puri tarike se ban.
There are no relaxations on the Aravalli. The Aravalli range spreads across four states of the country, including Delhi, Haryana, Rajasthan and Gujarat. The Supreme Court has made it clear uniform definition across states is mandatory. Some YouTube channels misinterpret the 100-meter range as the top 100 meters, which is not true. The 100 meters refers to the spread of the hill from top to bottom, and a gap between two ranges will also be considered part of the Aravalli range. With this definition, 90% of the area comes under the protected zone.
Hum puri tarike se sahyog karne ke liye taiyar hain.
The Mahayuti alliance of BJP, Shiv Sena and NCP has swept the elections to 288 municipal councils and Nagar Panchayats by winning 207 posts of presidents of local bodies. The BJP, Shiv Sena and NCP combined restricted the opposition Mahavikas Aghadi to a collective tally of 44. According to State Election Commission, the BJP won 117 posts of municipal presidents, Shiv Sena won 53 and the NCP won 37 posts. The Congress-backed 28, the NCP-SP 7 and Shiv Sena UBT 9. The ruling BJP has registered a landslide victory in the local body elections in Arunachal Pradesh, securing a majority of seats in the Zilla Parishads and Gram Panchayats polls, for which were held on December 15. The BJP also scored a decisive win in the Itanagar Municipal Corporation or IMC elections by winning 14 of the 20 wards. However, the Regional People's Party of Arunachal emerged victorious in the Pasighat Municipal Council, bagging 5 of the 8 wards, while the BJP won 2 and an independent secured 1 seat. The opposition Congress failed to win a single seat in both the IMC and PMC elections. And that is the end of this news bulletin.